ones the mystery of the kingdom.
Alleluia! Alleluia! Alleluia!
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory, O Lord.
The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Why do you speak to the crowd in parable?" He said to them in reply, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. That is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see, and hear but do not listen or understand. I say as prophecy is fulfilled in them which says, you shall indeed hear but not understand. You shall indeed look but never see. Gross is the heart of these people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts and be converted, and I heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but did not see, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Do you think Jesus doesn't want all these people to listen to his words? Of course, there shouldn't be any exception. But unfortunately, not that Jesus doesn't want to speak, but people doesn't want to hear. Because what I say is saying, they hear so that they will change. They see they can change, so they don't want to change. That's why they don't want to hear. They don't look. That's the only reason. And when I say it, they say these words. And it's called this, consoling the prophets in the very first instance. Because you understand, the prophet says, and nobody want to understand and want to listen. So God console him. Don't worry, it's like that. Jesus himself is exactly the same. You know, until the end. Still the people is cursing him. If you are the Son of God, you come down. See? But Jesus said, "Blessed are those who are close to me." And all these people are surrounding him. They are the people. So, one of my friends, I asked, "Why don't your husband doesn't come to church? I mean, he's still not baptized. Why don't I ask him to come have a catechism class?" Frankly speaking, the wife says, "He doesn't want to change." He told herself, "Frankly, I don't want to change. That's why I don't want to listen." Exactly. 100% so true. That means this is really talking to us. How much we listen, how much you gain. The more you have, the more you will be given because you listen. The less you have, even the rest taking away. Because Jesus says, either you go towards, you serve God or serve mammon. You can serve two masters. If you go this way and cannot go back. So Jesus inviting the apostles to follow him. Some did, but some didn't. You remember once when Jesus was talking about is those who doesn't eat my body and drink my blood won't have eternal life. And many left. And Jesus asked the rest, what about you? You still stick here? And Peter telling Jesus, Lord, you have the word of life. Without you, where shall we go? It doesn't mean Peter understand. I think nobody understand. Those who won't eat my flesh and drink my blood, it's impossible. It's inhuman to drink one's blood and in one's flesh, impossible. But Jesus never changed his tone. And Peter won't understand, but he said, Lord, without you, where shall we go? Today, many things we don't understand. But be humble. Open your heart. And that he works. If you want to change, it works. The word of God, it works. I remember once, when I was still young, as I was in England to do summer work in a hostel with sick people. And I was warned that one patient is very impatient. So I got some kind of, you know, when I approached this person, I remained a little bit reserved. I didn't serve him well. But then suddenly, the word of the Lord, come to my mind. Whatever you do to that list, you're doing it to me. So if Jesus is lying on the bed, what I would do? I would do the same? No. Would be better. So I change my attitude towards this person. And this person never speak, as a matter of fact. He got wounded in the Second World War. He can't speak. He paralyzed. But one day when I left the room, he cried out. I don't know why he knows my name. Peter. He said, Peter, thank you. You see, I don't know what he thanked me, but I know the Lord is doing something. Threw me towards him. So it's always beautiful to work with the Lord, stay with him, stick with him. And this is the light. This is what the Psalms today is saying. No, the Psalms, the first reading, the last phrase of Jeremiah. Two evils have my people done. They have forsaken me, the Lord, the source of living waters. If you leave him, they have dug themselves search cisterns, fountains. Broken fountains that hold no water. If we are not stick to the Lord, we are building a broken fountain and holding no water. Only in him, he is a unique fountain. In him, we have true life.